Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular weekly survey of the regional jazz scene, which has been diminished this past week with the passing of bass player Buddy Catlett. Buddy Catlett died on Wednesday at the age of 81. He was a contemporary of Ray Charles, Quincy Jones, that great Jackson Street era with Ernestine Anderson. Some of his early experience included playing in Bumps Blackwell's youth band, which brought many of these musicians together for the first time. He also worked in a band led by a classmate led by the name of Charles Taylor. Buddy Catlett was initially a saxophonist. He played alto sax and clarinet in some of these bands. But a doctor's diagnosis of possible pneumonia led him away from playing wind instruments, and he picked up the string bass very quickly and was soon playing professionally on that instrument. He went on the road for the first time with the Horace Henderson Band the first time he left town to go on the road. He later played with Quincy Jones, of course. He had a stint with Count Basie and was a regular bass player and touring artist with Louis Armstrong and his band. He also played with Coleman Hawkins. I have a tape in my library I'd like to share with you sometime, perhaps in the future, when he came to town playing with a great two-tenor team of Johnny Griffin and Lockjaw Davis playing at the Penthouse, and we did a broadcast of them then with Buddy Catlett on bass. More about that a little bit later. Locally, he played with the 493 Reunion Band, which we're going to be listening to this afternoon. He also played frequently with Brian Nova and Ernestine Anderson, with Clarence Acox at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant, and appeared as a guest with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, among others. We're going to begin today with a performance by the 493 Reunion Band, which was recorded at the Paragon for a recording project that never actually got issued, but it was part of a recording project which would feature a number of great Northwest bands, and among them, the local 493 Reunion Band, here led by Floyd Standifer on trumpet, with Jabbo Ward on tenor sax, Billy Wallace at the piano, Patty Patton is the drummer, and Buddy Catlett on bass. And we'll hear them doing a Horace Silver tune, Strollin'. Thank you. Floyd Standifer on trumpet with Jabba Ward on tenor sax, Billy Wallace at the piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Patty Patton on drums playing Horace Silver's tune Strollin'. That was recorded about 1996 at the Paragon on Queen Anne Hill for a recording project that never saw the light of day, unfortunately. But there you have a great example of that 493 reunion band. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU and streaming on the web at kplu.org. Today we're celebrating the memory of Buddy Catlett in the first part of today's program. And we're going to listen next to another version of the local 493 reunion band that was recorded in 1991 at the Bellevue Jazz Festival. This was the 14th annual Bellevue Jazz Festival, which took place at Bellevue Community College. And in this case, the local 493 reunion band included saxophonist Jabba Ward again and bassist Buddy Catlett, but some other players also joining them on stage here. You'll hear saxophonist Freddie Greenwell, who was a frequent participant in after-hours sessions along Jackson Street in the 40s. Ed Lee is the trumpet player here. Jack Percival is on piano. Patty Patton is back again. And Brian Nova is on guitar in here. Buddy Catlett frequently played with Brian Nova, so it's appropriate that he's in here as well. And it's introduced by Buddy Catlett.
We're going to have Freddie Greenwell come up and play Strutting with Some Barbecue.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Freddie and Ed Lee on Louis Armstrong's Strutting with Some Barbecue. And now we're going to have a little, in a sentimental mood, Duke Ellington. Thank you.
The late Buddy Catlett featured with the local 493 reunion band, one edition of it, which played at the Bellevue Jazz Festival in 1991. We heard two titles. First was one featuring Freddie Greenwell on tenor sax, and a tune that no doubt Buddy Catlett played often with Louis Armstrong when he was a member of that band, Struttin' with Some Barbecue by Louis Armstrong. And lastly, In a Sentimental Mood, featuring Buddy on bass. And that was with Jack Percival on piano. And we also heard Patty Patton on drums, Ed Lee on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Freddie Greenwell and Jabba Ward also played in this group, recorded at the 1991 Bellevue Jazz Festival, Strutting with Some Barbecue and In a Sentimental Mood. So much music by Freddie Greenwell, his smiling face and wonderful countenance gracing so many sessions and touring groups and many others. I'm still reviewing some of the music in our library, looking for more Buddy Catlett. I'm sure there's some more in there that I will have on a future program. Hope you'll join us for that. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on Sunday afternoons. And let's take a look at some events going on around the area this weekend and looking ahead to next week. The Puget Sound Traditional Jazz Society is presenting the Evergreen Classic Jazz Band, which has a new recording just issued. They're playing at the Ballard Elks this afternoon. They started at 1 o'clock. Also starting in this hour, Kenny Mandel's Cuth Buzzard Jam Session on Finney Ridge on Greenwood, and that started at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Billy Mintz Quartet will be playing at the Royal Room tonight, and Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall are in the final night of their current engagement at Jazz Alley. Keola Beamer joins Jeff Keezer on Monday night at the Triple Door. The Sun Ra Tribute Band plays at the Jones Playhouse near the University of Washington on Tuesday. That's at 40th and University. Roadside Attraction will be at Tula's. And Mike Allen Quartet and the Western Washington University Faculty Quartet will play for the Eastside Jazz Club at the Bellevue Courtyard Marriott Hotel on Tuesday night. Piano Starts Here celebrates Duke Ellington and Cecil Taylor, two very different pianists, but who are both leading their eras. They'll play at the Royal Room on Wednesday night. Fred Hoadley's Sonando plays at Tula's on Thursday. Susan Pascal Trio plays at Boxley's on Friday. Stephanie Porter will be singing at Tula's. And Taj Mahal opens his annual engagement at Jazz Alley on Friday night. He'll play through November 30th. Saturday night, Jovino Santos Neto plays at Tula's, and Friday and Saturday, the Billy Strayhorn Project with Tyrone Brown and Nate Omdahl Trio at Calamus Auditorium on East Pike Street. And Sumi Tanoka Trio plays at Ernestine Anderson Place, 2015 South Jackson, on Saturday night. Perry Robinson and friends will be at the Royal Room on Saturday night. That's an early set at 5:30. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, be sure to check the KPLU Jazz Calendar as well as the earshot.org calendar and daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. We're going to continue our music here this afternoon with the brand new recording just out by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. This was recorded in concert at Kirkland Performance Center with Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman, co-directors of the SRJO. We'll hear music from the Kansas City Suite by Benny Carter from this newly issued recording. This is a piece called Jackson County Jubilee. Jackson County is the county in which Kansas City is located. Soloists here include Travis Ranney on tenor sax and Thomas Marriott on trumpet.
Thank you.
Now, that might have you checking your watch again, and it sounds almost like Ken Wiley is on an hour early, but it's not. It's still me. I'm Jim Wilkie. You just heard the Evergreen Classic Jazz Band from their new recording, Early Tunes, 1915 to 1932. This recording was actually made in 1995 at Jack Straw and engineered by Doug Hare. The band, Evergreen Classic Jazz Band, is playing this afternoon for the Puget Sound Traditional Jazz Society. They're playing at the Ballard Elks right now this afternoon. And we heard a tune by Freddie Keppard called Stockyard Strut. Great Chicago title there from Freddie Keppard. The band included Dave Holo on cornet, the two reed players, Craig Florey on clarinet and alto sax, Jake Powell on soprano, alto, and bass sax. Nice bass sax solo there. Dave Loomis on trombone, Dan Grinstead piano, Al LaTourette on banjo, Tom Jacobus on bass, and Dale Roach on drums. Great sounding band, the Evergreen Classic Jazz Band, from their new recording, Early Tunes, 1915 to 1932. Issued on the Jump label from Delmark out of Chicago. The Kansas City suite of Benny Carter is featured in the new recording by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. The album just issued was recorded in concert at Kirkland Performance Center. We recorded them there on March 9th, 2008. And we heard Jackson County Jubilee by Benny Carter, featuring solos by Travis Ranney on tenor sax, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. We have recorded their most recent concert, and it'll be coming up in a few weeks here on Jazz Northwest. Be watching for that. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next is another new recording of some old music. This actually goes back to the 60s, and from a series of live broadcasts we were doing at the Penthouse at that time, broadcast on King FM. The recording has been combined with a new documentary on Gary McFarland. It's called This Is Gary McFarland, a film by Christian St. Clair, the jazz legend who should have been a pop star. And it includes interviews with a number of Gary McFarland's associates and people who have assessments of his career from around that period. The recording from the Penthouse features a Gary McFarland quintet with McFarland on vibes. Sadao Watanabe played flute and alto sax, Gabor Szabo on guitar, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Joe Cocuzzo on drums. And here is the group from this 1965 recording, Gary McFarland Quintet from the Penthouse at First and Cherry in Pioneer Square, and they're playing Manada Carnival. Thank you. Music from the brilliant new recording from trumpeter Bobby Medina and the Cosmopolitan Pops Orchestra. The album is called Between Worlds, Symphonic Latin Jazz. And that was Liber Tango, music by Argentinian Astor Piazzolla, as arranged by Guto Lucena, and featuring solos by Gustavo Bergali, as well as Bobby Medina on trumpet. Eric Valendi was the pianist, and Francisco Junior Medina, the timbale player, from the new CD by Bobby Medina. And before that, we were listening to the Gary McFarlane Quintet from a live broadcast in 1965, Jazz from the Penthouse. Gary McFarlane on vibes, Sada Watanabe flute and alto, Gabor Szabo on guitar, Eddie Gomez bass, and Joe Cocuzzo on drums. And we heard them doing Manada Carnival from the new 2-CD set, DVD and CD. This is Gary McFarlane. I'm Jim Wilkie, and time for just one more on today's show. It's a short piece which comes from a new recording by Michael Gotts, who plays solo here, guitar and foot pedal bass and keyboard percussion. This is a piece called Tortuga, which is an original by Michael Gotts. That's Michael Gotts, a very convincing one-man band, playing guitar and foot pedal bass, and a tune he wrote called Tortuga, which comes from his new album, Michael Gotts Songs, Volume 1. Michael Gotts plays with Keith Lowe as a duo every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at Bakes Place in Bellevue. Hope you enjoyed that. And check him out. He's a wonderful guitarist. Jim Wilkie with you here on Sunday afternoon. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. I hope you'll join us again next week for Jazz Northwest. Ann Reynolds and Clave Gringa performing at the Seattle Art Museum will be featured next Sunday.